Well, I think really would want to reassure them that when Garda Síochána is a growing organisation, we're committed to rural policing, we're committed to the rural stations, and we're committed to providing a localised service to them. And so they'll see no reduction in the service that we provide. And what this is really a structure behind the scenes so we can provide more services locally.
And you did discuss about, it's more about getting more Gardaí on the front line, but there is the issue then with resources and no Garda cars being available for them.
Well, Garda Síochána is the largest fleet that it's ever had, and we've had very considerable investment in that fleet. So it is for the divisional officer to make the case for additional vehicles, and our fleet continues to grow. So if there are particular needs around vehicles, and I heard that loud and clear, then hopefully we can address those.
And about getting more Gardaí on the ground as well.
Well, in respect of the number of Gardaí, there's a commitment for the government commitment for the organisation to grow to 15,000. And we are in the middle of a recruitment campaign. There'll be a follow-on recruitment campaign this year. Templemore is very much open, and we want to see big classes coming into the college so that ultimately they end up out in the ground. That's our commitment. We want to grow as an organisation. We're funded and supported by government to grow.